Good afternoon. This is Mary Billings with KSOM News. A Griswold woman will have a commutation hearing with the Iowa Board of Parole Friday. In 2005, Tracy Dice, now 24 years old, was sentenced to 45 years in prison for setting fire to her Griswold home, killing her two siblings. Dice said she set the fire to kill her stepfather, Brian Street, because of sexual abuse. Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren hopes the board recommends she stay in prison.
I would not view her as a very good parole or commutation candidate, and I'm hopeful and confident that the people making those decisions will see the same thing that I do.
Why isn't she a good candidate, Sheriff?
I guess facts of the case that law enforcement knows, that the public may or may not, that just doesn't, I would not like to see her back in society at this time.
The Iowa Board of Parole is expected to make a recommendation within a few weeks to Governor Branstad. Two people were sent to the hospital following a three-vehicle accident in Fremont County Sunday. The sheriff's office's Alexandria Snyder of Macedonia was driving a 1998 Ford F-150 northbound on Highway 59 when she was adjusting her radio and did not see the vehicle stopped in front of her. Snyder tried to brake but rear-ended a 2002 Hyundai that was driven by Andrea Candamil of Omaha. Candamil was stopped on Highway 59, waiting for an unknown semi to turn left on 250th Street. The impact pushed Candamil's vehicle into a 2005 Lexus CX, driven by Elaine Bauman of Town and Country, Missouri, who was also waiting for the semi to turn left. Andrea and Elsie Candamil were both transported to the Shenandoah Hospital by Shenandoah Rescue with minor injuries. All other victims appeared uninjured and refused treatment. Snyder was cited for following too close. Lewis residents will have to wait a few more days while officials test a new water sample. As reported Friday, high levels of nitrate have been found in the drinking water in Lewis. However, John Martins of AMU says he thinks it was a bad sample taken from the wrong place, and he is optimistic the sample will come back normal.
Yes, I anticipate the samples coming back. You know, when we get the results, I anticipate everything back to normal and everything should be good to go.
Martin says the test results should be completed by tomorrow or Thursday. So for now, just as a precaution, Lewis residents are being asked not to give water to infants under 6 months old or use it to make infant formula. The Prairie Rose Lake Restoration Project is set to begin next week.
The plan is to hold the lake dry through the winter. And then sometime in the spring of 2012, shut the gate and start refilling the lake.
Brian Hayes, fisheries biologist with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, says the excessive sediment and nutrients in the 175-acre lake is interfering with the fish population.
Best thing for Prairie Rose is to redo the lake, redo the fish population, and improve the water quality and the overall health of the fishery there.
Hayes said the total cost of the project is around $3 million, and the return on the local economy should be significant.
I wouldn't be surprised if we don't triple or even quadruple the number of people using Prairie Rose. When you do that, you know, more people come through town, you know, buying fuel, ice, supplies. So locally, they should see a little impact from a restored Prairie Rose.
Hayes said Prairie Rose Lake has an economic impact of $3.37 million, and the campground hosts more than 21,000 campers per year. The campground and other park facilities will remain open during the project. The Iowa Department of Transportation is reporting that work will be starting Wednesday on a flood mitigation project located south of Blencoe on Interstate 29. The southbound lanes of I-29 will be closed because the roadway is being elevated approximately 1 foot to prevent floodwaters from inundating the highway. I-29 southbound will be closed between exit 95, Harrison County Road F-20, and exit 105, Monona County Road E-60. The I-29 southbound ramp at the Blencoe interchange will also be closed. The project is expected to be completed by July 22nd. And road construction work will reduce Iowa 141 to one lane between Iowa 4 west of Jamaica and Iowa 144 and Dallas County Road P-50. 58 near Perry beginning Thursday, weather permitting. The Iowa Department of Transportation's Creston Construction Office says motorists will be assisted through the construction work zone by flaggers and a pilot car. The roadway will return to normal traffic patterns when workers are not present. A 16-foot width lane restriction will also be in effect. The project is expected to be completed by early October. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Bellings.